Well, Kerry, you almost had number five. You had both hands on that one.
Yeah, man, I left that play out there. Haywood Bay did a good job of getting the ball out. He slapped the ball, actually, not my hand. And I lost concentration at that point. I thought I had it. I was getting ready to tuck and look downfield and try to do something with it. What Sizzle says, let's work. And, you know, he made a good play on the ball, and I left that play out there on the field. Hopefully next week I could get one.
Yeah, you've been on a string. You had four out of five, but I think next week would be better to get one anyhow against those Pittsburgh Steelers.
I take them any way they come, man, against whoever. It don't matter. You know, it's an opportunity to go out there and play at the best of my ability and play at a high level. I just want to continue that and help my team win as best as possible.
Yeah, I was talking to Dean Pease early in the week, and he was talking about how much speed they had. Was that one of the things you guys were real conscious of, plays like that where they're going to try to go over your head?
Yeah, we knew they had speed outside, and those guys got, you know, the ability to blow the top off of a defense, and we understood that. We put a heavy emphasis on that this week in practice, and we understood that just by watching film. And Carson, you know, he may be up there in age, but he still has the ability to sling the rock, and he proved that today. He did a pretty good job out there, but every time they came out to my side, you know, I just wanted to just play well, and just whenever I got my opportunity to get my hand on the ball, I do it.
All right, well, you had a good game today. The defense had a good. It looks like the defense is improving at this point.
Right. I think we're improving. I think communication is getting a lot better. We still have some room for improvement. We still have things that we have to work on. You know, it's a work in progress still. But it's great to see guys out there flying around and making plays.
Well, you were the survivor today of the three corners that started. You know, Ladarius is out, and then Jimmy was down today. I guess you're the de facto leader of the corners at that point. Did you say anything to the younger guys that had to play, Shockey Brown and guys like that, Corey Graham?
You know, yeah, it's NFL. You don't really have to say too much to those young guys, man. Especially Shockey, you know, he's played so well when his name is called. And we understand that, you know, he can go out there and make a play at any given moment. You have to be ready when your name is called. And Shockey was on short notice this week. So was, you know, Corey Graham. But those guys came out and played well. And, you know, one thing I can say is we got great leadership in our secondary. And those guys really get the leadership from Ed Reed and Bernard Pollard and things like that. If I can lead, I'm going to lead by example rather than, you know, just talking. So, you know, and they understand, you know, it's the NFL. So they understand the nature of the business. They know they have to be ready when their name is called, and they've done just that.
Okay, usually you have the 24-hour rule. You get to celebrate. With Pittsburgh coming up, does that go back to, like, the 12 hours or what? Or you still
it's
take
still
the 24?
It's still 24 hours, man. 24? We don't care who's coming up. You know what I mean? We just try to take it 1 week at a time, one team at a time. And it's, for me, I take it one play at a time. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to celebrate tonight. Celebrate tomorrow, and we're going to get in the film room, evaluate ourselves, and go over the miscues and things like that, get those things corrected, and once we do that, it's on to Pittsburgh.
All right, well, congratulations and good luck in Pittsburgh.
Thank you.